Many of you know that Minfei Tai from our Chinese congregation has been suffering from leukemia.
大家很多人都知道，我们在中文堂的戴敏菲姐妹因为血癌而经历了许多的痛苦。
Last month during Labor Day, my wife and I went to Rochester to see her at the hospital.
在上个月老公节的时候，我跟我太太去Rochester 看她。
We had heard that her health had taken a turn for the worse.
我们那个时候知道她的健康情形逐渐恶化。
And so we were expecting to go there to give her some comfort and to provide some cheer.
本来我们是想去能够去安慰她，能够带给她一些欢乐。
However, when we went to her room, we were surprised how good she was.
但当我们进入她病房的时候，却很惊讶看到她看起来气色非常的好。
We were surprised how peaceful she looked and how she continued to smile.
我们也对她心样子有的平安，跟她持续的微笑来，心中非常的惊讶。
Though the doctors were not offering her much hope.The prognosis did not seem to steal her joy.
在医生没有给她什么样的指望，她的诊断的情形应该不会给她带来什么样的快乐。
On the contrary, in spite of her health condition, it seemed as though she had a deep down joy in her life.
虽然因为她健康的这样的情形，但她心中却有一个心中深处有一个喜乐。
By the time that we left, I felt like she had done more to bring joy into our lives than what we had tried to bring joy into her lives.
当我们离开的时候，我都觉得敏菲带给我们的喜乐比我们带给她的更多。
And it made me wonder, if I was the one that was dying from leukemia, would I be able to still have joy?
让我不禁地想到，如果我是一个血癌的患者，我也会像她一样这么喜乐吗？
Would I be able to have joy no matter what?
我能够在各样的情况下面都喜乐吗？
According to the Bible, that's the way it should be for all Christians.
根据圣经，这其实是所有基督徒都应该这个样子。
In 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18, the Apostle Paul writes, Be joyful always, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第十六节保罗这样说道说要常常喜乐因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意
Do you want to know what's God's will for your life?
你希望知道神的旨意在你身上是什么吗
It's to have joy, no matter what
是要在各样的情况下面常常喜乐
But what is joy?
但什么是喜乐呢
Joy is the ability to enjoy or to delight in something or somebody
喜乐是能够来享受并欢乐在你周遭的人或事情。
In other words, the Apostle Paul is saying that the ability to enjoy or to delight in somebody or something should characterize every moment of our lives.
使徒保罗那边说到，我们能够来享受在我们周遭的事物跟我们的周遭的人，是一个基督徒一个每一天应该有的特质。
And this is not an isolated verse.
这并不是一个好像这边只提过一次的经文。
In fact, there is one book in the Bible that is dedicated to this pursuit of joy.
在圣经中有一卷书就是专门来写这个追求喜乐。
In the little book of Philippians, the words joy or rejoice are recorded 12 different times.
在腓立比书里面喜乐这个词出现过十二次。
That's an average of 3 times a chapter.
就是每一章有三次。
For example, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 18, Paul writes, So you too should be glad and rejoice with me.
在二章十八节保罗写到说你们也要照样喜乐并与我一同喜乐。
In chapter 4, verse 4, he writes, Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice.
在四章四节保罗写到说你们要靠主常常喜乐我再说你们要喜乐。
And in chapter 3, verse 1, he writes, Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. It's no trouble for me to write the same thing to you again. And it's a safeguard for you.
在第三章一节说写到说弟兄们我还有话说你们要靠主喜乐我把这话再写给你们与我并不为难与你们却是妥当或是一个安全的设施。
What is a safeguard?
什么这是一个安全的设施呢?
A safeguard is something that ensures safety.
安全的设施就是为了我们的安全所设计的。
I used to live in Colorado, and when I would drive around in the Rocky Mountains, there would be these short, stubby metal fences on the sides of the mountain roads.
我在科罗拉多的时候，我们去洛基山脉公园，在路旁上山的路旁边有那些短的这些金属的栏杆。
These fences are safeguards.
这些栏杆就是这个安全的设施。
If you stay on the inside of those fences, you are guaranteed to keep from falling down into the away down the cliff.
如果你车开在栏杆里面的话，你就不会掉到悬崖底下。
Rejoicing in the Lord is a safeguard for our spiritual health.
在主里面常常喜乐，也就是这样我们能够在主里面的每一天的安全设施。
If we can maintain joy in our life, it will keep us from falling down the cliff into discouragement, despair, or into disbelief.
我们如果每天能够常常喜乐，就能够保护我们不会保持不幸，或是让我们每天生活里面没有这样的安全感。
Is your life characterized by joy?
你的生活是有许多喜乐的特征吗？
Do you have joy no matter what?
你可以在各样的情况之下面都喜乐吗？
Or do you allow people or things or circumstances to steal that joy from you?
或是你容许让人或事或是环境来偷取你的喜乐吗？
It's easy to be joyful when things are going well.
在事情很顺利的时候，很容易喜乐。
But when things go bad, do you get grumpy, discouraged, or cynical?
但当事情并不像你想象中好的时候，你是否变得很容易生气或是愤世嫉俗呢？
Say, of course I get grumpy when things go bad.
当然事情不好的时候，我应该是很容易生气啊。
That's only natural.
这是很自然的事情。
But just because something is natural doesn't mean that it's right.
但并不因为是很自然的事情就表示它是对的。
In fact, it's a sin to allow something or somebody to steal your joy.
事实上在圣经上说我们如果让人或事偷去我们喜乐是一种罪。
But even if it was not a sin, if bad things happen to you in your life, wouldn't you rather be joyful during those bad times rather than grumpy during those bad times?
就算它不是一个罪，在事情不顺利的时候，你是宁可很容易生气呢，还是你希望能够常常喜乐？
If your body was feeling bad, wouldn't you want at least your soul to feel good?
当你的身体觉得不舒服的时候，难道你不愿意你的灵魂觉得快乐吗？
In other words, wouldn't you really like to have joy no matter what?
你是否愿意在各样的情况下面都能够喜乐的？
Or do you get some personal satisfaction out of being grumpy?
或是你在因为容易生气，所以你可以得到一些个人的满足？
I think most of us would rather be joyful no matter what.
我想每个人都希望能够在各样的情况下面能够喜乐。
So how in the world can we get this kind of joy?
我们到底怎么样才能够得到这样的喜乐呢？
Here's one solution.
这是其中一个解决方法。
It's an easy solution because I can look happy no matter what.
这是很容易的解决，因为我可以看起来在各样情况下面都很喜乐。
And Christians are often very good at wearing this happy mask.
基督徒很多时候很容易戴上这个面具。
We want to give the impression to everybody that everything is fine and dandy.
我们希望给人家一个印象说呀什么事情都很好。
We don't want people to know that we're struggling with anger, with depression.
我不希望别人知道其实在我内心深处我因为我的忧伤或者是怒气常常有挣扎。
So we put on a happy mask.
所以我们戴上这个喜乐的面具。
But behind the mask, we're hurting deep down inside.
但在这个面具之后却是那个深深受伤的心。
You see, pretending that you're joyful,isn't the same as actually being joyful.
你假装喜乐跟你能够有真的喜乐是很不一样的。
So if pretending to be joyful isn't the solution, what is the solution?
如果假装喜乐不是一个解决方法，那什么是一个解决方法？
Well, the answer can be found in the book of Habakkuk.
这个答案可以在哈巴谷书里面所找到。
Imagine that someday you get a message from God that goes something like this.
假设有一天你从神那边得到一个启示。
Human, the end is near.
人们，你们的末日快要来到了。
The sins of the United States must be punished.
在美国所犯的各种罪恶必须受到惩罚。
Within a few years, your country will be conquered by North Korea.
再过几年，这国家就要被北韩所征服。
The invasion will leave you and your family in abject poverty.
在他们的侵略之后，你们的国家会变得非常贫穷。
Now how would you feel?
那你会怎么感觉呢？
Would you feel joyful?
你会感觉很喜乐吗？
I think most of us would zoom down in depression.
我想每一个人马上就会变得非常忧郁。
But that's almost exactly the message that Habakkuk received.
但这正是哈巴谷当时所收到的启示。
He received a message from God that went something like this.
他从神里面得到一个启示是像这样的。
Habakkuk, the end is near.
哈巴谷末世要被临到了。
The sins of the country of Judah must be punished.
犹大所犯的罪必须接受惩罚。
Within a few years, your country will be conquered by the army of Babylon.
再过几年，犹大将要被巴比伦的军队所征服。
The invasion will leave you and your family in abject poverty.
因为巴比伦的侵略，你们的国家要变为极度的贫穷。
Now, how do you think Habakkuk responded to that news?
你想哈巴谷怎么样来回应这个坏的消息呢？
I'll take a look at Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 and 18.
我们来看看哈巴谷书第三章第十七十八节。
Though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vine, though the olive crops fail and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will still rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior.
虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛，然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
This is Habakkuk, right?
这个是这个微笑的面具是哈巴谷吗？
I'm so glad that Babylon is going to invade my country and that as a result I'm going to live in abject poverty.
因为巴比伦要侵略我的国家，我将要变得非常贫穷，所以我很喜乐。
But actually, that's not a fair assessment about how Habakkuk responded to God's message.
然而这并不是哈巴谷当时对神启示的反应。
Actually, if you took a close look at the book of Habakkuk, you would discover that Habakkuk was actually very much in touch with his emotions, and he was very transparent in expressing those emotions.
我们如果仔细来看哈巴谷书，你可以看到哈巴谷他其实在很真实的来对待他心中的情绪跟他所感到的忧伤。
And yet, even though Habakkuk wrestled with feelings of discouragement, despair, even though he experienced doubts and anger, in the midst of all that, he managed to hold on to joy.
虽然哈巴谷他心中有忧伤、有疑惑、有怨恨，但他却能够找到一个方法，让他能够维持他长长的喜乐。
And how in the world did he do that?
他到底怎么做的呢？
It's an important question for us to ask because if we can learn from Habakkuk and follow his example, we too can have joy no matter what.
我们如果能够 学到哈巴谷的榜样，我们也就能够在各样的情况之下学会如何常常喜乐。
The first lesson that we can learn about from Habakkuk about how to have joy no matter what can be found in his struggles with doubts that he had with God's wisdom.
在第一我们可以从哈巴谷身上学到的第一课是能够在他在神的智慧里面他虽然有疑惑，他有挣扎，你看他怎么样来处理这样的事情。
When Habakkuk learned that God would use Babylon to punish the nation of Judah, he asked the following question in chapter 1, verse 13.
当哈巴谷听到说神要用巴比伦来惩罚犹大的时候，他所处理的第一件事情是这个。
Your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrong.Why then do you tolerate the treacherousness? Why are you silent when the wicked swallow up those more righteous than themselves?
你眼目清洁，不看邪僻，不看奸恶，行诡诈的，你为何看着不理呢？恶人吞灭比自己公义的，你为何静默不语呢？
In other words, Habakkuk was saying, Lord, I know that Judah is sinful, but Babylon is even worse.
这哈巴谷在说主啊，我知道犹大行了很多邪恶的事情，但是巴比伦更糟啊。
If you let them invade us, they're going to torture us.
如果你让巴比伦来侵略我们，他会来用各样的方式来折磨我们。
How could a holy God use an evil nation like Babylon to punish our country?
如何一个清洁圣洁的主 用巴比伦来惩罚我们的。
How can you tolerate this evil?
你怎么能够来忍受不理这样的不公义呢？
In chapter 2, the Lord answers Habakkuk's questions.
在第二章里面，神回答哈巴谷的问题。
Now we don't have time to read the whole chapter, but let's take a look at verses 15 through 17 to get a taste of what the Lord's answer was.
我们没有时间来看念整个第二章，我们来看看第十五节里面神如何回答哈巴谷。
In this passage, the Lord speaks His words of doom to the nation of Babylon.
神在这一段经文里面来描述巴比伦将要遭到如何的毁灭。
The Lord portrays Babylon as if it was a neighborhood scoundrel who forces alcohol on his neighbors so that he can take advantage of them.
在这边形容巴比伦好像是一个街头的恶霸，他将这个酒给他的邻舍喝，好让能够来占他们的便宜。
Woe to him who gives drink to his neighbors, pouring it from the wineskins till they are drunk, so that he can gaze on their naked bodies. You will be filled with shame instead of glory. Now it is your turn. Drink and be exposed. The cup from the Lord's right hand is coming around to you, and disgrace will cover your glory. The violence you have done to Babylon will overwhelm you, and your destruction of animals will terrify you.
在二章十五节里面说，给人酒喝又加上毒物，使他喝醉，好看见他的下体的诱惑了。你满受羞辱，不得荣耀，你也喝吧。显出是未受割礼的，耶和华右手的杯必传到你那里，你的荣耀就变为大大的羞辱。你像黎巴嫩行强暴与残害惊吓野兽的事，必遮盖你，因你杀人流血，向国内的城并城中一切的居民施行强暴。
In other words, the Lord's answer to Habakkuk is this: I am going to make Babylon take a taste of its own medicine.
这边基本上神是在说，我要用巴比伦的巴比伦之道来换取他的巴比伦之身。
Though I'm using Babylon to punish the nation of Judah for their sins, I will ultimately punish Babylon for being cruel to you.
我虽然用巴比伦来惩罚犹大的罪过，但我至终要因为巴比伦虐待犹大而来惩罚他。
Yeah, the Lord ultimately fulfilled that promise about a century later when he sent the armies of the Medes and the Persians to conquer the nation of Babylon.
要在过一百年之后，神的确实现了他的诺言，他用米甸跟伊朗的这个军队来毁灭巴比伦。
Now obviously it's not the most comforting of all answers to Judah. I mean to Judah or to Habakkuk.
当然这样的话对哈巴谷来或是犹大来说并不是怎么样安慰的话。
Yeah, Judah still gets punished.
犹大还是被惩罚了。
And Babylon doesn't get punished until many years after Habakkuk dies.
巴比伦直到哈巴谷死后许多年才接受到惩罚。
But God's answer shows that he will not tolerate the sins of Babylon.
但神也向哈巴谷说他不会容许巴比伦的罪恶。
And that his punishment of Babylon will be even more severe than his punishment for Judah because the wickedness of the Babylonians was even worse than the wickedness of Judah.
神惩罚巴比伦的时候会比惩罚犹大更严重，因为巴比伦更为邪恶。
It's the answer of a just God who despises sin.
一个公义的主，他恨恶罪恶。
And so how does Habakkuk respond to the Lord's answer that he will punish the Babylonians?
所以哈巴谷对神要惩罚巴比伦的回应是什么呢？
Well, he gets out his guitar or whatever kind of string instrument they used back at those times, and he wrote a praise song to God.
在哈巴谷的回应就是他拿了吉他或者他当时所用的乐器，他就写了一首诗歌。
And this praise song is recorded in Habakkuk chapter 3.
这首琉璃歌这首诗歌是记在哈巴谷书第三章。
In this passage, he not only praises God for punishing Babylon, but he also praises God for rescuing his own people.
他不只为神惩罚巴比伦而来赞美，他也为他自己的子民来拯救而向神感谢。
So take a look at verse 13.
我们来看第十三节。
You came out to deliver your people to save your anointed one.
你出来要拯救你的百姓，拯救你的受膏者。
Now, I don't think that Habakkuk totally understood why God used a treacherous country like Babylon to conquer his own country.
我想哈巴谷并不明白神为什么用一个更邪恶的巴比伦 来惩罚犹大。
But Habakkuk understood that God had a heart to refine his own people.
但哈巴谷知道神有一个心要来熬炼他的子民。
And that he would ultimately deliver a godly Jewish remnant from the clutches of their enemies.
所以在敌人残破之后，神要在他的渔民中间来做拯救的工作。
And so that understanding brought joy to Habakkuk's heart.
这样的了解带给哈巴谷许多的喜乐。
The first lesson that we can learn from Habakkuk about having joy no matter what is that when you can't see God's hand, trust His heart.
从我们哈巴谷学到的第一个功课就是当你看不到神的手工作的时候，你要相信神的心里所想的。
In other words, when you can't understand why God allows something to happen,
当你不明白神为什么容许一些事情发生，
rest in the knowledge that God is a wise and powerful and loving God, and that He knows what is ultimately best for His own people.
然后你在心里面就可以相信神是那全知、全能、全爱的主，他必对你有一个美好的安排。
Are you perplexed with God?
你对神感到疑惑吗？
Do you wonder why He hasn't allowed you to get better grades?
你是不是想说神为什么不让我的成绩好一点呢？
Do you wonder why He hasn't allowed you to get a better job?
为什么神不给我个更好的工作呢？
Why hasn't He answered you your prayers for a husband?
为什么神为你对祈祷有个丈夫还没有回应呢？
Or your prayers for a baby?
或是你在为你希望有个小孩来在祷告。
Do you wonder why He hasn't brought healing to your loved one?
你想说为什么神对我所爱的人还没有医治呢？
You wonder where is God's hand in the midst of this confusion?
在这些许多的困惑中间，神的手在哪里呢？
Well, you have a choice.
那你现在有个选择。
You could become bitter at God because you cannot see His hand.
你可以因为看不见神的手而感觉恶毒。
Or you can become better by trusting His heart.
或是你可以因为你可以相信神的心，你会感觉好一点。
In other words, you could let circumstances steal your joy.
也说你可以让环境来偷取你的喜乐。
Or you could let God deepen your joy.
或是你可以让神来加深你的喜乐。
Even though Habakkuk knew that God would ultimately save the remnant from his enemies, Habakkuk also knew that in the meantime,Babylon would still conquer his nation.
虽然哈巴谷知道神最终要拯救以色列的渔民，但他也知道现在巴比伦要来毁灭以色列。
And that meant that Babylon would come into their country and burn down their crops and steal his livestock.
也就是说，巴比伦人会来抢夺他们，烧毁他们所有的。
And that would leave his family in abject poverty.
会使他的家庭变得极度的贫穷。
So how did Habakkuk respond to this harsh reality?
所以哈巴谷如何来对待这个非常极度的痛苦呢？
Take a look at chapter 3 verse 16.
我们来看三章第十六节。
I heard my heart pounding. My lips quivered at the sound. A decay crept into my bones. My legs trembled. Yet I will wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us.
我听见耶和华的声音，身体战惊，嘴唇发颤，骨中朽烂，我在所立之处战惊，我只可安静等候灾难之日临到，犯境之民上来。
When Habakkuk heard the message that Babylon was going to invade his country, it terrified him.
当哈巴谷知道巴比伦要来侵犯他们的时候，他的心里极度的战惊。
His heart pounded.
他的心战惊。
His lips quivered.
他的嘴唇发颤。
And his legs trembled.
他的双腿打抖。
But in spite of his terror, he clung closely to the Lord and chose to wait on him to bring about justice.
但他虽然在这极度战惊的里面，但他选择要来安静等候。
And it wouldn't happen until 100 years after Habakkuk died, but ultimately Habakkuk knew that it would happen.
虽然哈巴谷看不到一百年之后神带来的最后的审判，但他知道神最终要掌权。
So the second lesson that we can learn from Habakkuk about having joy no matter what is that we need to have a realistic view of life and a realistic view of joy.
第二个我们可以从哈巴谷里面学到的功课，就是我们对我们现在所处的环境跟神的工作要有一个实际的看法。
The realistic view of life is that life is not fair.
一个对生活实际的看法是这个世界并不公平。
Habakkuk was a good man, and he did not deserve to be punished along with the evil people of his country.
哈巴谷是一个义人，他并不应该跟那些犹大其他的罪人一起受惩罚。
But since Habakkuk lived in the midst of a sinful people, he became the victim of somebody else's sin.
但因为哈巴谷住在这有罪的民中间，他就成为这个其他人罪的牺牲者。
It's not fair.
这并不公平。
But that's life.
但这是生活。
In the same way, we live in a fallen world, and sometimes we become innocent victims of somebody else's sins.
我们也活在这个罪恶的世界，很多时候我们也因为别人的罪成为了牺牲者。
Maybe we're victims of Adam and Eve's sins, or maybe we're victims of our own contemporaries.
也许我们是亚当夏娃的牺牲者，或是我们当代的人的，使我们成为一个牺牲者。
It's not fair.
这并不公平。
But that's life.
但这是生活。
And if you're going to spend the rest of your life expecting life to be fair, then ultimately you're going to grow up to be a grumpy old man or a grumpy old lady.
但如果你就是希望能够这个世界是一个公平的世界，那你会长成一个很容易生气的男人，或是很容易生气的女人。
And in the meantime, you're going to be a cynical young man or a cynical young lady.
或是你在年轻的时候，你是一个愤世嫉俗的年轻的男孩，或是年轻的女孩。
We should also have a realistic view of joy.
我们也该对喜乐有个实际的看法。
Habakkuk had joy in the midst of terror.
在哈巴谷极度惊恐的时候，他仍然有这个喜乐。
The realistic view of joy is that we can have joy with mixed feelings.
这个一个很对喜乐一个很实际的看法，是我们对喜乐可以有一个混合的一个感觉。
You see, there's different kinds of joy.
有不同层次的喜乐。
We typically think of joy as the emotion we feel when everything is going right, we're with people that we like, and we can enjoy a good belly laugh together.
很多时候我们觉得喜乐就是一切事情都很顺利，人跟别人相处得很好，我们可以捧腹大笑。
Or we can sing songs of praise with gusto.
我们可以有唱很有力的这个赞美的诗歌。
But there is also a quiet joy that is characterized by the twinkle in one's eye.
但很多时候在我们眨眼之间也有那个很安静很有平安的喜乐。
And there's also thisDeep underlying peaceful assured feeling of joy that we can experience in the midst of sorrow, in the midst of righteous anger, or even in the midst of fear.
或者在忧伤，或者在我们生气，或是在各样困难的环境中间，也可以有个很深沉、很平安、很平稳的喜乐。
And that's the kind of joy that I've seen in the life of Min Fei Tai.
这是我在戴敏菲姐妹心中所看到的喜乐。
It's also the kind of joy that Jesus had when he was agonizing on the cross.
这也是耶稣基督在十字架上面受苦的时候心中所感到的喜乐。
The author of Hebrews writes in Hebrews 12 verse 2, Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.For the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
在希伯来书十二章第二节这边形容到，亚光为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，因为他因摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架上的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Have you seen the Passion of the Christ?
你看过基督受难这部电影吗？
The physical horrific pain that he experienced was only the tip of the iceberg of the horrific suffering, spiritual pain that he experienced when God the Father had to pour his wrath upon Jesus for the sins of billions and billions of man, people and mankind.
当耶稣基督在受审判的时候所受到各样的痛苦、对根据跟与神对那万世以来神所受的罪的愤怒倾倒在基督身上来比只不过是冰山的一角。
And yet Jesus had joy in the midst of all that horror.
但在这样的苦难中间基督耶稣基督仍然有喜乐。
And the Bible indicates that we as Christians can also have that kind of joy.
圣经告诉我们基督徒也可以照样的有喜乐。
The Apostle Paul says that when we grieve over a Christian's death, that we grieve, but not as those who have no hope.
使徒保罗这边形容说我们看到圣徒之死但我们却不是像那些没有指望的人。
For example, when my grandfather died,I literally cried a puddle of tears on the floor at his funeral.
当我祖父过世的时候，我在他的葬礼中间，我在他的在那个地方地上哭了一大滩。
But even while I was crying, there was still within me this joy that I knew that he had lived a good long life.And that he was now in the presence of his Lord.
但虽然我是哭泣了这么多，但在我心中深处，我知道他活了一个很好很长的生命，并且他在主里面有真正的安息。
If we are aware that joy can be mixed with other emotions, we can become more aware of that underlying joy when we are afraid or sad or angry.
我们对喜乐有个更实际的看法，知道我们可以在有一个即使我们感觉很忧伤、很疑惑的时候，我们仍然能够有一个混合的感觉是很喜乐。
And we can nurture that joy so that it becomes more powerful than the other emotions that we are experiencing.
我们可以来培养这个喜乐，让它能够更胜过我们心中的忧伤。
We can find three more lessons about having joy no matter what in verses 17 and 18.
我们可以在哈巴谷书第三章十七十八节里面找到其他三个功课。
Though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes in the vine, so the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior.
虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田中不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。然而，我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
The third lesson that we can learn from Habakkuk about having joy no matter what is that we shouldn't view the good things in life as entitlements to be expected, but as gifts to be thankful for.
我们在学到哈巴谷中学到第三个功课，就是我们对可以来学习我们现在所有的，并不是我们所当得的，而是那神的恩赐给我们的。
As James 1:17 states, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming from the Father of the heavenly lights."
这是在雅各书第一章里面所形容到，我们落在百般的试炼中间，要以为大喜乐。
If you think that you are entitled to the good things in life, then your life will be filled with disappointment, discouragement, and envy.
如果你期盼你的生活中间就是当得许多事情，那你可能会变成很忧伤、很失望。
But if you look at the good things of life as unexpected gifts from God, then your life will be filled with wonder, with appreciation, and with joy.
如果你生命中你看到所有的好的东西是神所给你出你意外的好礼物，那你就会在生命中充满了喜乐。
The fourth lesson that we can learn from Habakkuk about having joy no matter what is that to rejoice is a choice.
在我们哈巴谷书里面学到第四个功课，就是常常喜乐是我们的选择。
Habakkuk was saying, "So what if the Babylonians invade my country?"
哈巴谷这边说，就算巴比伦来侵略我们，又怎么样呢？
So what if the crops fail?
那些田中的粮食没有了又怎么样呢？
So what if I have no livestock anymore?
就算我没有牛或羊又怎么样呢？
Nothing or nobody is going to steal my joy.
没有任何人或是可以来偷取我在主里面的喜乐。
I am going to choose to rejoice no matter what happens to me.
我要选择在耶和华里面欢欣，无论发生了什么事情。
Have you lost your joy because someone's been mean to you?
因为有人对你很不好，你就失去了在主里面的喜乐吗？
Have you lost your joy because you got a bad test score?
你因为某一次考试考坏了，你就没有喜乐了吗？
Have you lost your joy because you've gotten sick?
你生病的时候你就没有喜乐了吗？
Don't play the victim card.
不要常常玩那个牺牲者的牌。
People or circumstances cannot steal your joy unless you let them steal your joy.
人或是环境不能够偷取你的喜乐，除非你让这个人或环境来偷。
No matter what happens, you still have the choice to rejoice.
不论在怎么样的环境之下，仍然有这个选择要来喜乐。
So why would a person rejoice in the midst of hard times?
但人在困难的时候为什么要喜乐呢？
James 1:2-4 has the answer.
在雅各书第一章二到四节里面有这样的答案。
Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
在雅各书第一章第二到四节说，我弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无亏欠。
We can rejoice in the midst of hard times because we can know that if we respond correctly, that God is going to refine our characters and that we will become more mature Christians.
我们可以在困难中喜乐，因为我们知道如果我们的忍耐能够成功，神要熬炼我们成为更好的基督徒。
Malcolm Muggeridge wrote, contrary to what might be expected, I look back on experiences that at the time seemed especially desolating and painful with particular satisfaction.
Malcolm 曾经写过这样子一段话，他说跟平常的经验不一样，生命中所得的所学的功课常常不是从一个顺境，而是从逆境里面学来的。
Indeed, I can say with complete truthfulness that everything I have learned in my 75 years in this world, everything that has truly embraced and enlightened my experience, has been through affliction and not through happiness.
我可以这样说，在我75年的生命里面，我所学到最宝贵的功课，不是从那些好的顺利的环境里面，而是从各样的艰难困苦里面所学习的。
The final lesson that we can learn from Habakkuk about how to be joyful no matter what can be found in verse 18.
我们可以在十八节里面找到这个哈巴谷所教导我们最后的功课。
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior.
然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
The final and most important lesson that we can learn about how to have joy no matter what.Is that the Lord and His salvation should be the focus of our joy?
我们所最重要也是最后从哈巴谷学到的功课，能够常常喜乐，也就是他的救恩跟神的救恩跟主自己是我们喜乐的专注的地方。
As Philippians 4 verse 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." I will say it again, rejoice.
好像腓立比书四章四节说，要喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
The Lord and His salvation are the only solid foundations for our joy.
主跟他的救恩是我们喜乐那最坚固的根基。
In other words, the only way we can have joy no matter what is to enjoy God and to delight in His salvation.
也就是说，我们要常常喜乐，也是让我们能够来享受神，并来为他的救恩献上感谢。
So what is the source of your joy?
那你喜乐的源头是什么呢？
Is it your wife or your children?
是因为你的太太或是你的小孩吗？
Is it your academic success?
或是你的学习很成功呢？
Is it money?
还是钱呢？
Everything and everybody will someday disappoint you.
人或是事终究有一天要让你感觉到失望。
But the goodness of the Lord and His salvation will never disappoint you.
但神的美善和他的救恩却永远不会让你失望。
And it is far more important than anything else.
它比任何一切事情都重要。
Imagine if I could make you an offer.
来想象说我可以来给你一个条件。
If you would choose to have one lousy day in your life, but the rest of your days would be just fantastic, would you take advantage of that offer?
如果给你一件不好的事情，但你今天其他的事情都会让你非常喜乐，你会愿意来接受这样的事吗？
Definitely be worth it because one day is pretty insignificant to the rest of your life.
就是一天的受苦给我是我一生喜乐，这当然是很好的事情啊。
In the same way, even if a Christian has a lifetime of suffering on earth, that lifetime of suffering is pretty insignificant compared to the eternity of pleasure and prosperity that we will have in heaven.
就算基督徒他在这一辈子里面都是许多的艰难困苦，但比起他在永生里面的喜乐，这就算得了什么呢？
Do you have joy no matter what?
你能够在各样的情况下面都喜乐吗？
Perhaps you're someone who looks like you have it all together.
你可以看起来像是一个你什么事情都准备好了。
But deep down inside, you're hurting and you have very little joy.
但在内心的深处，你却在受伤，很少有喜乐。
Where can you find that joy?
你在哪里可以找到这个喜乐呢？
You won't find it in laughter.
你大概不会在笑声中找到。
You won't find it in a party.
你不会在一个宴会中找到。
Can't find it in a bottle.
在酒瓶里面也没有。
Won't find it in a report card.
也不会在你的成绩单上面。
You won't find it by landing that ideal job.
也不会在因为你找到一个最理想的工作。
You won't even find it marrying a beautiful person.
甚至你娶或嫁了一个非常美丽的人，也不会有什么长久的喜乐。
The only place you can find it is in the Lord.
你唯一能够找到喜乐的地方就是在主的里面。
That's where Min Fei Tai has found her source of joy.
这是敏菲在她所找到那喜乐的源头。
And that's where you can find yours.
这也是你可以找到你喜乐的源头。
If you're not a believer today, I encourage you to find your joy by putting your faith in Jesus Christ.
如果你还没有信主的话，我鼓励你能够把你的信心跟你的喜乐放在主的身上。
In other words, I encourage you to become a genuine believer.
也就是说，我鼓励你成为一个真正的信徒。
It all starts with a simple prayer like this.
就是让这样子一个简单的祷告作为开始。
And if you'd like to become a Christian and experience that joy, you can pray this prayer with me.
如果你希望成为这样子一个有喜乐的基督徒，你可以跟我一起来做这样的祷告。
Dear Lord, I'm sorry for seeking joy in other people or in other things besides you.
亲爱的主，我们为我们在其他的人或事情上面在寻找那喜乐来向你觉得抱歉。
I confess that in my self-centered pursuit of joy, I have failed to love you and failed to love others the way that I should.
我们为我们的自私因为我们的自私去来寻找这些喜乐的源头在别人的身上我们为这样的事情来认罪。
I realize that I'm on a journey to an eternity without joy in hell.
我实在认知到我正在往那地狱那永远没有喜乐的地方在前进。
But I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross to take the punishment for my sins.
但我来这边来宣告说，我因为耶稣基督在十字架上的救恩，我相信且接受。
And I believe that He rose again so that He could provide me with joy no matter what on this earth.
并且我相信他已复活，能够让我在世上的生活，在各样的情况下面都可以喜乐。
An infinite joy in heaven.
是那永远在天的喜乐。
Please come into my life and fill me with your joy.
请进入我的生命，让我的心充满喜乐。
In Jesus' name, amen.
在耶稣的，因为耶稣的名祷告。
You know, if you decide to pray a prayer like that, I encourage you to talk to either myself or Pastor Tony or a mature Christian that you know.
如果你刚才做这样祷告，我鼓励你能够与我或是徐牧师或是你所熟悉的基督徒来有一番谈话。
If your life is kind of void of joy,
如果你的生活中没有喜乐的话。
You're going through a difficult time. I'd also encourage you to talk to one of us.
你生活中正经历许多的艰难，那我也很鼓励你来跟我有一些谈话。
We'd love to help you to learn to find joy no matter what.
我希望能够给你分享如何在各样的情况下面都能够找到这个喜乐。
谢谢保罗牧师的信息。
谢谢，Thank you, Paul Pastor Paul for his message.
我们接下来我们一起唱一首回应的诗歌。
Let's sing a responsive song.
我心得安宁，在教会诗歌本上的。
It is well with my soul.
接下来是欢迎报告的时间。
来 ，time for announcement, welcome。
然后想说先欢迎第一次来到我们当中的新朋友，请你简单的介绍你的姓名，还有你是从哪里来的。
I would like to welcome the first time comers. Please stand up and introduce briefly your names and where you come from.
有新朋友吗
？Any new friends?